Hi. Boy, has it been a week. I'm sitting in my car, parked in front of some beautiful trees. I think they're birch trees and maybe some ash. And the sunlight is just flickering through them the way that I like. There's enough of a breeze that, there's just nice, gentle, constant movement. And feeling at peace for the first time today, because from the get-go today, from when I first awoke until just a couple minutes ago, it's been just this kind of an unrelenting slog, a fast pace, multiple demands. I do like to juggle things. I like to multitask. I work really efficiently and fast, but everybody needs some downtime. So I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking about, do I want to go eat? I mean, I am really hungry, so I probably will, yes, go eat, but I guess I just kind of wanted to clear my mind first. And sitting here watching the trees is definitely helping with that. Maybe this weekend I'll go on a little hike. When I say hike, I mean like a hike light. Something I can do with a 4-year-old. This morning I was thinking about things that make me feel more at peace. And besides singing and doing these audios, there's some pieces of writing that tend to really help calm me. And I haven't thought of this poem in a really long time. I think it's by Leo Ralston, but there's a little bit of ambiguity about the author. It was shared with me some years ago by a therapist that I was seeing who asked me to read it out loud. And at the time, I couldn't do that without tearing up. I think I can today. Let's see. In some way, however small and secret, each of us is a little mad. Everyone is lonely at the bottom and cries to be understood. But we can never entirely understand someone else. Each of us remains part stranger, even to those who love us. It is the weak who are cruel. Gentleness is expected only from the strong. Those who do not know fear are not really brave, for courage is the capacity to confront what can be imagined. You can understand people better if you look at them, no matter how old or impressive they may be, as if they are children. For most of us never mature, we simply grow taller. Happiness comes only when we push our brains and hearts to the farthest reaches of which we are capable. The purpose of life is to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have it make some difference that we have lived at all. Yeah, that still has an effect on me. I really like it. The other one. Oh, goodness. I kept this with me for a while. It appears to be by someone named Quantidius Hall. It's called Time Somebody Told Me. Time somebody told me that I am lovely, good, and real. That I am beautiful inside, if they only knew how that would make me feel. Time somebody told me that my mind is quick, sharp, and full of wit, that I should keep on trying and never quit. Time somebody told me how they loved and needed me, how my smile is filled with hope and my spirit sets them free, how my eyes shine full of light, how good they feel when they hug me tight. Time somebody told me So, I had a talk with myself. Just me, nobody else. 'Cause it was time, somebody told me. Yeah, I like that one too. It's a little bit more elementary, but not lacking in the message that it gets across. I think it's sometimes a message that everybody needs to hear. Maybe not everyone. Most people, maybe. So, this morning, I had a planned drop-in event where I work. We have a monthly opportunity for anyone to come and just put in some volunteer time. And I make really low barrier activities that anyone can do without training or, you know, any special tools. And it's also open to all ages. So I have to make sure that the activities are varied and sometimes fun. Sometimes they're tedious, that's for sure. But what we were doing today or planning to do was an activity that I call calming bears. If you've ever seen, well, they're all over Pinterest if you do that kind of thing. And sometimes they're called sensory jars, anxiety aids. I think I've seen them called calm down jars as well. I started doing these a few years ago, initially because my older child suffered from pretty severe anxiety and I thought it might help him. So the first time I brought one home, he was pretty much like, huh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Doesn't do anything for me though, sorry. And so I kept it for myself because I really liked it. And so over the years, I've come up with my own method of making them. Oh my goodness, the internet is rife with multiple techniques. And oh, some people swear it must be corn syrup or glycerin or this or that. And what I've basically come up with is a plastic container. Sure, you can use glass, but are you someone like me who drops things a lot? So my favorite thing is to get little plastic honey bears. I can buy them from a couple of places, like, you know, the little plastic molded bears that sometimes honey comes in, except I buy them empty. What a thought. And you start by putting the ratio I kind of mess with. I do 50 to 75% hot water. Put the hot water in first and then pour in clear glue on top of that, like just any sort of glue that is clear. And I make sure I leave a little gap at the very top of the jar. So water, clear glue, and then close it up tightly, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it well to combine the two. And sometimes it's actually really beautiful just to watch the water and the glue interact, and it can be kind of mesmerizing. Anyway, then I take some glitter. Who doesn't love glitter? Actually, my apologies. I have learned that there is a glitter phobia, and I am sorry if you have that. Some people don't like glitter. It does tend to get everywhere. Up until today, I never remembered to bring or buy a funnel for the glitter. So I would usually just make a makeshift funnel using a piece of paper rolled up and funnel in some glitter on top of that and glue and water. And I don't have a precise measurement. We usually just tap some in and, you know, close it up, shake it. Think it needs more? Go for it. I like to mix my glitter. Yep, I like multicolored glitter. That is a fact. Yeah, so you put the glitter in, you close that up tight, and you shake it and shake and shake and shake, and let the glitter settle. Watch it. I mean, it's evokes the thought of a snow globe or lots of other things. There's something about it that's just, it is calming. It's fascinating. I like to play with the ratios, and if you add a little bit more glue, have a higher glue ratio, glue to water ratio, then, you know, the glitter stays suspended for longer periods of time. Anyway, I keep, at all times, I usually have at least half a dozen of these glitter jars on my desk where I work, my public desk. I kind of have two desks, and the one that's more public facing, I always have some of these. And it's fascinating to me sometimes how often it's the adults in an interaction. You know, it might be a parent or a caregiver with small children, and it always catches the adults' eyes first, or usually, and the adults are trying to get their kids to come over and look, and the kids are, you know, they're 50-50 on it. Sometimes they're very into it, and other times they're just like, eh, thanks, I'm going to play with this truck over here. And I would say the majority of the time it's the parents who ask if they can take one home, and they always frame it in a way that it's, you know, it's for the kids. I want to save it for calming down the kids, but I think we all know who that glitter jar is really for. Also recently I had a bunch of leftover baby bottles that sat in my donation area for a really long time and no one was taking them. And so I made some glitter baby bottles, which I don't know, it's this whole other sort of vibe. I do have to always make sure to seal that nipple up so that it doesn't leak any glitter glue. Anyway, that's my little spiel about glitter jars and how much I love to make them. And yeah, maybe I'll link a picture of some of my glitter jars that I've made. I think I'm going to end this here. I'm feeling a lot more settled. And thanks for letting me ramble. Ramble, ramble, ramble. And I'm still watching the leaves. I'm going to go eat some food, nourish my body, rest my mind, and then go back to work and hit it hard. I hope you have a great day.